10 minutes after arriving at the turbo lift lobby, Luke and Mara were suited up and ready to go. One of the Chiss guided them up the broken turbo lift tube to the sealant tent and field airlock that the Chaff Envoy's crew had installed, then escorted them over the rough terrain of the planetoid's surface to the docking bay where the Delta 12 was waiting. 30 minutes later, after a quick test of the control systems and a final diagnostic check, Luke eased the Sky Sprite out of the docking bay and turned its nose upward. "You ever ride in anything like this?" he asked, as they drove toward the brilliant starscape. "No," Mara said, unsealing one of the self-heating food packets Jinsler and the outbound flight techs had put aboard for them. Luke said at the meal with enthusiasm. Midway through the meal, the control board pinged with the announcement that the Sky Sprite had reached the edge of the planetoid's gravity well. Mara keyed in the hyperdrive, and with a flash of star lines, they were off. "So," Mara said, "when are you going to tell me about that deep revelation back in the recovery room?" "Nothing deep or surprising," he told her. "It was just a random thought." "Such as?" "Such as, why should we settle for just warning the Brask Auto Station?" he said. "Dreadnoughts might not have been known for speed, but they were known for toughness. And I doubt Thrawn took out all the weapons in his attack. Even if the station is alerted, it's going to have a hard time taking both a Dreadnought and a Vagari battle carrier." "Agreed," Mara said. "So option two is?" He smiled at her. "We intercept the Dreadnought en route, get aboard, and take it back ourselves." "Uh-huh," she said. "Just the two of us." Luke shrugged. "They won't be expecting it, that's for sure." "No, it sounds too crazy even for us," Mara agreed dryly. "Any particular ideas on how we would get aboard without them noticing and massing fire against us?" "Already taken care of," Luke assured her. "Back when Evelyn and I were retreating down the pylon, I threw my lightsaber into one of the D4 turbolift doors, opening it to space. Assuming the local blast doors are working, that should have isolated the whole lobby area from the rest of the ship. We maneuver this thing into what's left of the pylon, go inside, reseal the hole I cut, repressurize, and we're in."